In this episode, I'm going to show you what to do to prevent the atrophy or shrinkage of the penis, and it's not what you think it is. I'll see you on the inside.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
Hello there, modern man. I am excited to tell you about this research that I found that was published in the Frontier in Physiology in 2020 and is titled The Effect of Calorie Restriction and Exercise on Age-Related Alteration in the Corpus Cavernosum or the Penis Muscle. Essentially, what this article is saying is that when you get older, your corpus cavernosum or the muscle of the penis tend to atrophy or start to get smaller or shrink and start to have scar tissue development as part of having less testosterone and also part of aging. I talked in my last episode regarding taking your penis to the gym. Check it out, because as you get older, your testosterone level drop, and because it dropped, there's less receptors in the penis muscle or the corpus cavernosum, and therefore the muscle atrophy. Well, the study shows that if you do intermittent fasting or even calorie restriction of less than 40%, meaning eat less than 40% of your allotment of calories for the day, or do intermittent fasting, it's the same thing. Intermittent fasting means that you only eat in either an 8-hour window or 6-hour window. Intermittent fasting means that you don't eat after 8 p.m. and you eat again around 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. and then you stop eating at around 7 o'clock. So allow you about 7 hours of eating. But when you eat at a smaller window, you tend to eat less. And then intermittent fasting allow your body to start cleaning up the dead cells in your body and start renewing the good cell. So that's a good part about intermittent fasting. But according to the study, intermittent fasting along with exercise, such as in this study, they used rat and the rat were swimming 30 minutes a day, or moderate exercise such as walking or even paced walking or elliptical for 30 minutes a day, it showed that in these rats, that by doing a combination of intermittent fasting and exercise, what it does is that it actually prevents the atrophy or the shrinkage of the penis muscle, the corpus cavernosum, and it also increased nitric oxide production as well. And it also improved the endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessels. So it does three things. It prevents atrophy of the muscle. It increases nitrous oxide, which then increases blood flow. But then it also repairs the endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessel. So it's a triple benefit of purely just intermittent fasting and exercise. Now, however, this was done in rats. They dissect the corpus cavernosum and look at the muscle, but I don't see how it couldn't be done in human as well, because it's the same smooth muscle as the corpus cavernosum. And this is something that I want to present for you to start thinking about. And I'm a big proponent of diet exercise in restoring sexual functioning again. And it makes sense, because we all know that intermittent fasting does help with health and it helps with renewing your cells and get rid of all the bad cells. And that we all know the benefit of exercise. Remember the four pillars of sexual health: diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction. Now, by doing this, you're knocking off two of the four pillars already. And now we have a study that was done in 2020 on rats that shows that by doing intermittent fasting and exercise, it is increasing nitrous oxide, repair the endothelium, and prevent atrophy. Now, imagine if you combine that with testosterone replacement therapy, combine it with the penis pump, along with infrared light that I have on here, combine that with sleep and stress reduction, such as box breathing or meditation, just those things to kind of decrease the sympathetic tone or the stress in your body. And then combine that with a diet such as the Mediterranean diet. And all together, it goes a long way. And honestly, you can do all this at home and you can measure your progress by using the questionnaire called the IIEF or the SHIM score, which is the 5 questions where you rate it from 1 to 5, how your erection is doing, then you tally it up. So you can start at the baseline and then about 6 weeks later, do another questionnaire again and see how you answered. I will link the questionnaire. It's called the IIEF or the ED questionnaire in the show note. You can check out the penis pump with infrared light here in my Modern Man Crib store. You can check it here or in the banner. So I hope you find this helpful, and I would appreciate it if you like and subscribe and comment on my channel. Let me know what you think. And that I have created a space where I have curated all the information that is useful for you to restore function again. And just know there are solutions to ED. You don't have to do it alone. We are here to help you. The Modern Man Club is a space where I coach you to get out of ED with natural solutions. So check it out. Type in on your browser, noedman.com. Or you can check in the link right here at the Modern Man Club. And I hope to see you inside, and I hope to see you in the next episode. Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide a holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit mensexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.